The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Six o'clock, hump day.
Yes.
Bang in the house, asking the important questions. Like, Monica, did you finally get gas?
I did.
You did.
I did. Oh, my gosh. It was a close one yesterday because I put gas in one car, but then I hopped in the other car, not realizing that it was so low on gas. And, of course, in rush hour traffic, I get stuck.
You ran out of gas?
No, but it was right there at it. I looked at the gas station. I could see a gas station across the street. But
it was to the
point where if I waited any longer, we would have been just stuck.
But you made it.
I made it.
Darn it. But
it got to that point where I was nervous. Well, I was actually nervous about running out of gas.
Monica Brooks is the lover of E.
And
it's her favorite
you.
Letter of the alphabet. You thought about me?
I thought about you. I'm like, it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is where I will run out of gas in rush hour traffic with the kids in the car. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to run out. But the gas station is so close.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's right there. Can I make it?
So you made it.
I made it.
Which means our update for everyone listening is she has not learned her lesson. She will continue to roll around on E all throughout town.
No, but the car was coughing. It had that like,
yes.
I'm like,
it was a cry for help. You do realize that.
Yes.
Your car is speaking to you. It's saying, feed me.
Yep. And now I think I've learned my lesson.
I don't think you have.
I think I've learned.
Mm-mm. I don't see it. I don't see it at all.
Man. So it was so close. To the point where Ava even said something. She's like, I think we need gas.
Yeah.
Are we getting gas?
and yes. Why the refusal to get gas until the last possible second is beyond me. I mean, I understand if you want to maximize the charges on, say, your cell phone, and you want to take that bad boy all the way down to one to really maximize. Though I've read that doesn't matter. But still, fine. I get it. I have that constant struggle with my children because they want their devices on 100% all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they come to me, I need to charge this. Why? Because it's on 84. Like, it's on 84. Get out of here. No, you don't need to charge this. But it's not on 100. I don't care.
They want 100%.
And they want to start on 100. If they don't get to start on 100, they're mad.
Yeah.
If they open it up one day at 60%, it's on 60%.
I need a charger.
I said, well, clearly you only used 40 yesterday, so I think we're good. Here, you got 40, and then we'll charge it. No, but it's not on 100. I don't care.
Where's
get out of here.
The charger? It's getting ready to die. No, you're good. You're good.
Do you have any strict, super strict rules? Because talking about the charger and this that made me think of this with your children that are they're kind of little rules, but you will fly off the handle if they violate those rules. It could be something, for example, no child is allowed in the pantry to get their own snack because they spill things like that. Because for me, it is the chargers. They are hereby, I mean, I swear to you, I want to like cut the little tips of their fingers off if they dare touch,
you don't touch
their
chargers.
You do not touch the chargers because those stupid, fragile chargers are always coming apart at the ends if you don't constantly just be very gentle with them, pull
them
off. And children like to remove chargers by grabbing them somewhere in the middle and yanking as hard as they possibly can. So they will destroy the chargers.
Yeah, you have to take care of
them. And I have told them, it's like under no circumstances, it's almost like sneak out of the house with your boyfriend is ranked lower than touch your iPad charger in my
don't
house.
Don't mess with them.
Do not touch the charger.
Ava and Hendrix, they both know that they are not allowed to play on the phone iPad during the week. But yesterday, Ava, she's sitting on the couch and we're chilling. Hendrix is in his room. And I hear him playing, but he's talking. And I was like, I said, mute the TV for a second. And Jared's standing there. He's like, what's going on? And you can hear Hendrix saying, oh, what's your name? Oh, okay. Yeah, my sissy said, I'm like,
who's he talking to?
And Jared said, pay him no mind. He's just having a little conversation. I'm like,
imagination
sure. time. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I said, no. But he's like, oh, but what's your name? I'm like, who was he talking to? He was having a conversation with Siri. He took Ava's phone. He found it, and he was having a conversation with Siri.
They can't use their devices at all during the week?
During the week, we don't know.
My God, what do?
They have to read, or they have to play, and use their imagination.
You're a better parent than I am. and mine have been so... I know I'm screwing up. I really did. It's one of those ones you look at, because they're on those things every day. Every day they get home, and it's practically just kick down the door and make them do their homework first. But outside of that, it is right on those things. And good Lord, if they're on it for any less than an hour and a half, they're complaining they didn't get enough iPad time.
They want more time? Well, Ava, she does ask just about every day. But she knows, like, the rule is, and Jared is hardcore with the rules.
Good for
too,
him. Good for y'all. I can't do it. I cannot do it, because when I take it away from them, then they just stand there and they rob me of my will to live, because they don't. When we do, do something.
I'm bored. We do. They like to throw out, I'm bored.
Do
though.
Something with me. Like, I'm trying to do work. Like, no, I can't. I don't have time. I cave. I cave every day. I suck.
They know how to mess with you. Kids, they know. They know
right.
what
they know how to mess
points.
With me. Talk to me at all. That's exactly how it works. Good morning, all. 52353. That's the text. Hit us up. Let us know you're alive. What's up? Is there some sort of, I mean, it is the hard, fast rule. Maybe it's, I swear to God, if you eat an apple at 5 o'clock, then you are punished.
Whatever it is,
you are in trouble. Even though it's a tiny violation, major punishment, though. Go ahead and text that into 52353. Hot list is next.
Kelly Ripa, she wants to prove that she's a real person.
Okay.
Oh, and Chris Brown, he's in trouble again. We'll talk in the hot list.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Kelly Ripa, she wants folks to know she is a real person. She does enjoy things other than exercise, because she works out all the time. She runs. She does, weights, all kinds of stuff. She's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
But people kind of like criticize her and say, oh, she doesn't eat a lot. But she says she wakes up at 5 o'clock every morning, but she doesn't eat till 10.
All right.
And she said the reason behind that is because she did try eating before work, but it made her fall asleep. It made her, like, as the food was trying to digest.
Okay. I get it. I get up at 3:30. I don't really eat food until about 7:30.
Yeah.
So that's 4 hours, which is
about the same.
Close to her.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird is because my body has gotten used to that, it's kind of bizarre on the weekends, because 3:30 to 7:30, that makes total sense. So, you know, you eat 7:30. Yeah. Everybody, that seems normal to them. But a lot of times on the weekends, if I wake up at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
it's noon, and I realize I haven't eaten anything yet.
Yeah, you need food.
And I'm just used to that, and everybody else is eating lunch, and I'm thinking,
I haven't had food.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, you're on the same schedule, really. It's Kelly Ripa.
Me and Kelly Ripa, man.
But she says she goes to town when it's night, you know, she's ready for bed. She has her snack,
sure,
which is a peanut butter and jelly. So she says, yeah,
She's a great example of how we are just, you can't win with people, and you have to block out all that noise, because people are just, then they're annoying and they want to complain about anything. Is they'll complain that you're too fat, too fat, too fat, got to lose weight, got to diet, blah, blah, blah.
It was Ashley Graham.
Right. And then you're Kelly Ripa, who exercises and looks, you know, and loses weight, is thin, all these things, too skinny, doesn't eat enough. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like now she has to prove herself or something.
Shut up.
I do eat, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. So she does have her peanut butter and jelly. She enjoys things. Now, Chris Brown, this is taking a turn, because
right, can we just get rid of him?
He
Are
is in
done?
Trouble again. He was detained in France after being accused of rape. It's looking really bad, but he says that this is so disrespectful and is against my character and morals.
It's against his character.
That's what he says. He claims that it's all lies and that this girl is lying.
Problem is, even if it was lies, it's his past history says that he's done something wrong.
I know.
Sorry, so he's a scumbag.
Something happened. We don't know what exactly, but the investigation continues on. But he has been posting on Instagram. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. He's done around here. Not that we're playing any Chris Brown songs at all anyway, but we're not. That's it. I'm not never again in some sort of throwback or whatever. He's done.
Yeah, something happened. But, I mean, we have to wait for the investigation, I guess. But
I don't think we do with him.
I really don't.
It's not like this is the first time. It's not even like this is the second or third time. So that's he's out. Yeah. Out of here. Text 52353 if you have... They're tiny rules, but the punishments are severe.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll explore some of the people that are texting in. Also, there is controversy at the garbage cans at Moe's.
Oh, yes.
That's what we learned yesterday.
I gotta go to Moe's.
We will explain. Gotta go to Moe's.
Gotta go to Moe's.
Morning thing in the house. We're here to help you out. Help you get going.
Mm-hmm. Need it this morning.
You kind of need it every morning.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. That's not to be all gloom and doom, but sometimes you just need a little
pick-me-up.
A little charge. It does not come natural for most people. And I know there are people out there that they just wake up like this.
Yeah.
Those people need to back the heck off until about 8:30, which is fine.
That's like, don't talk to me yet.
Oh my God.
That's how I have my coffee.
I can't even imagine if I was married to someone who goes, hello, good morning. Oh. That would be bad.
You like to ease into the day.
I do like to ease into the day.
Which is okay.
I ease into the day so much. You know, some people, they get right up and I must immediately start drinking coffee. I need to even ease into that. Like, I need to get up. I need about a few minutes to just process being awake in the first place.
Oh.
And then say, okay, body, get ready for chemicals. They're coming.
Okay. See, I'm one where I like to pop up and get coffee. Sometimes I like to get up before the family gets up and run out and just get coffee.
Okay.
And just have like the morning is quiet.
Run out to 7. And never come back.
Run out. And I'm like, oh,
this is very relaxing. Yes.
Yeah. And it's just quiet and I just sip my coffee.
We were talking about punishments and screen time also.
Yeah.
And things that were, they're minor offenses in general, but the punishment is major. And you draw the hard line. John from Manita texted, and he's got an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old not allowed to have soda. And when they go to their friends' houses, he makes sure to tell the other people that no soda for these two because they try to sneak it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Because Ava will try to sneak and have the phone time at Nana's if she can.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, can I spend the night? I was like, huh. No phone.
Mm-hmm.
Nana's. We'll check.
Where all rules go to pot. I'm aware.
I was like, but no, she tries to sneak it. She tries.
God, my mother takes them out for ice cream, right, and then drops them off at my house. She'll take them out for ice cream 30 minutes before dinner. And then, here you go. We just came back from ice cream.
Oh.
What'd you do that for?
She's like, bye. That's your problem.
Yep. Enjoy. let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, here's someone they texted in. They are hardline. And she says, she confesses that she has in fact flipped out in public a time or two when they do this major offense.
Flipped out in public?
Yes. Drink out of the water fountain.
Oh,
don't
and then
you
their
dare.
Lips touch it. Because kids always, when they drink out of the water fountain, their lips always touch the fountain.
God, remember those kids like would just suck on it?
Yeah.
At school.
I'm like, this is just gross.
They're the worst.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that.
Let's see. Anytime we are caught wearing shoes inside, when they were growing up, anytime they were caught wearing shoes inside, it was met with discipline. We had a tile floor and no rug. Shoes are both warmer and more comfortable than the floor from Satan.
No shoes.
No shoes. I get it if you want to make kids take their shoes off. God, I can't even get my son. I can't even keep his clothes on him. He socks and shoes off immediately when he walks into the house. And I am talking yesterday, freezing cold, doesn't matter. Off immediately.
Everything's off. He's at home now. He's relaxing. Mm-hmm.
He is
chill.
He's chillaxing because he's on his screen for 9 hours a day because I'm a terrible parent. So there's that whole thing. There's someone here. They said, stick with it, Monica, on the screen time. My boys were only allowed to use their devices on the weekends and only if their grades stayed up. One is on a full scholarship to Virginia Tech now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But that kid's like 18 years old. So you really only had to deal with about 3 or 4 years of this screen time society that we have now.
Yeah. Now it is a problem.
It's
now.
Real nice when the rules started at 12. I'm just saying.
But it is a problem. Mm-hmm. But I told Ava, she doesn't understand. Like, she's like, what did you do before? I'm like, well, I had to go outside and play. Yeah. I had to. You know,
I had to talk to a stick. It was my only friend. So that's what we did out on the farm.
Sometimes.
What do you do when you're at Moe's and you can't figure out how to throw anything away? I didn't realize that this was a thing, but it's a thing. We were doing Rate the Ditzy yesterday, and this was one of our Ditzy callers, and we had tons of follow-up on it afterwards.
I'm at Moe's by myself one day eating my little lunch.
Okay.
And I go to throw my trash away, and I put my tray up, and I go to put the bowl in the hole of the trash can, and it wouldn't fit. And I was like, oh, my gosh, why is this bowl not going in? Everyone is in there. You know, all the Radford students around me, everybody's staring at me. Mm-hmm. Could not get the bowl in there. So I take the bowl outside with me, and I go sit in my car, go all the way back to work, and throw the bowl away at work.
So you just took your garbage with you.
I just took it with me.
And why could you not throw it away? Was the bowl larger than the
hole? It wouldn't fit.
Huh.
I swear, whoever invented the trash can was not thinking that day because it would not fit.
Well, you know,
unless I missed something.
We learned a couple things. One, lots of people have problems with the trash can.
A lot of people were texting in about Moe's trash can.
Yep. And
they said it's not made for the to-go containers.
Right.
Is that
that's what they've missed out on. Is I guess it's a small hole.
Yeah.
And if you eat there, they give you a basket.
Mm-hmm.
And so the basket you just put with the trays and you move on with your day. So if you receive this bowl, you're supposed to leave. You have ordered to go. You got to get out of there.
You got to take your bowl and go.
This trash ain't meant for your kind. So
it's good to know that the bowl means go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The bowl means
it's to go, so you have to go.
At the very least, you're taking your trash with you.
Yeah.
Huh. So yep, and that's what we learned.
You need to put a little note on the trash can then. You have to go. No ball.
No,
here.
I think they want you to. You have to learn the hard way. That's what
so
it
they
is.
They have to embarrass you.
They do. That's the way it works.
Is that what it
you
is?
Can tell people to do things all day long. I can leave a sign here that says, "Please don't eat my food out of the refrigerator,"
uh-huh.
But people would still do that. If you give them something to make some duty, then they will learn.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
It. That's the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Well. That's what it's all about.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Foods you can eat to help fight off a cold or end the symptoms. I mean, a lot of these you know. But there was one on there I had no idea.
Okay. Yeah, people need to hear it.
And it sped up the symptoms. Got rid of the symptoms 4 days faster.
Good.
I like that.
Yes.
Good Lord, even 4 minutes faster is better than whatever it is you're at. So we'll get into that next in the Scoopla. Right now, I believe I'm going to issue a challenge to you, I think.
A challenge?
Yeah, to you, Monica Brooks.
Oh,
you.
Okay.
Not you, the listeners.
They're like, we're up for the challenge.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I will probably lose this challenge, but I don't care. I'm gonna try my best to finally overcome this stereotype. Because there was an article yet again, because it comes up all the time, that women have a much higher pain threshold than men.
Oh, well, because we give birth, we carry children.
Oh, good
children,
Lord. I know we hear this all the time.
Yeah.
You don't understand the pain threshold that we men put up with, have to listen to that statement all the time.
Really?
I'm just saying. Yeah, there's that.
By the way, nominate a strong mom in your life right now to go to K92 Radio.
Tomorrow, me versus you.
Okay.
We're going to give birth live on the... No.
Well, that'd be something for Facebook Live.
That would be interesting.
Yes. Like, how are they going to pull that off?
We'll do the traditional one. It's the plunge your hand in ice water.
Oh.
And who can handle it longer? You
okay.
Game? You game? You accept my challenge? I challenge you. I challenge thee, even.
Okay. We have to both tell ourselves that we can't let it go for so long. We gotta set a time limit.
I'm losing the hands. Nope. There are no
that's
ties.
The thing. If we both are so determined to win, then we might just lose our fingers.
That's okay.
So we have to set a time.
I'm prepared.
Timer.
I got 10 fingers. I'm all set.
Okay.
Well, you scared?
All right, I'm in.
You scared?
I'm not scared.
You scared that I'm going to beat you?
No.
All right,
I'm like, I'm good to go.
All right, it's on for tomorrow.
All right.
I don't know when, but we'll figure it out. Tomorrow on the show.
Where did this challenge come from? Why did you even
this article.
Okay.
I'm a much higher pain threshold.
Okay.
I'm just sick of hearing it, so I'm going to at least try. I'm going to probably lose, but whatever.
We'll see.
Fine.
We'll see what happens.
Ladies, you can dance on my face tomorrow. That'll be it, and you can prove it all. And don't get me wrong. If we had to do this test while both of us were also hungover, all men would definitely win. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Women are at their true weakest when hungover.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's hurty.
You know, they always say men are babies when they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Women are just as bad, if not worse, when they're hungover. So, so there.
Oh.
Challenge on tomorrow.
We'll see how it goes.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Foods that'll fight off that stupid cold.
Mm.
Some of them I wasn't aware of. And the Moe's controversy continues over the trash cans.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are people claiming that those bowls are not just to-go containers.
They're not.
They say if you order the burrito bowls or the salads, that's the container you get.
Oh.
And they say, this one person says, they just have to open the front door of the trash can and throw it in.
Gotta make you open the front door.
Why is the hole so small? I guess that's the question.
Why, Moe's?
Those bowls do not fit in the trash.
Yeah.
Someone's suggesting we put our hands in piranha water. Do you have piranhas anywhere?
We can find some goldfish.
I'm not shopping for piranhas today. I'm sorry.
We can find those little fish that eat the skin, the dead skin off your toes.
Those are creepy.
I know. I don't know about that.
I think that's grosser than just putting your hand in cold water. I'm okay with it.
Those little fish is eating your dead skin.
I get freaked out even just, my kids have betta fish.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feed them, sometimes if you sort of drop the thing in as they're coming at you, they will sort of get your finger
a little bit. They kind of like suckle your fingers in.
Yeah. It's a little ooky.
Yeah.
Don't love it.
So no fish?
No, this is not about the ick factor. This is about the cold. This is the pain.
I'm up for the challenge.
You're
I'm ready.
Bring the pain. I'm going to take you down. This is on behalf of men everywhere.
Okay.
If I win, all women are never allowed to do that whole we carried the child labor excuse anymore.
If you win.
If I win.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, it's hereby banned. That's what it is.
I don't know about that.
And if I lose, and I will probably lose, y'all can continue with that one.
Hmm.
I'm going to lose, but that's okay. I'm going to try my darndest.
We don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Fighting off those colds. 5 foods that can help do that. Some of them you've heard over and over again. There was one on here that was surprising. I'll save it to the end and make you sit through all of these. Chicken soup actually does work.
Yep.
They do say it has to do with a compound called carnosine.
Carnosine.
And it helps with the when you're stuffed up. Kind of helps clear out your nose. So that's the carnosine. Almonds, which Monica can't have in her house.
But I only have here at work.
Micronutrients in the outer skin. So you can't have the shell-less ones. You got to have ones with the skin on it. Help you fight off a cold by boosting the sensitivity of your white blood cells. So if you combine all these into one giant food, maybe that would help. Garlic, you've heard that one. Mm-hmm. Blocks enzymes involved in bacterial and viral infections. Helps your immune cells. So you have that. Oysters have a lot of zinc in them.
Yeah.
Which
is some zinc.
Yeah. If you go get Zicam, the cold medicine. Yeah. Zinc. That's what that is. You got your oysters. And the one I did not know about, the little green kiwi.
The kiwi?
The kiwi.
I forget about kiwi.
I do too.
All the time. Even with like spring and summer, someone I have a fruit salad. I'm like, oh, kiwi.
And you like it.
And then I'm like, I like it.
And then you
but
forget.
I just forget about it. So, but it's there to help us.
I had a roommate in college. I almost called the police on him because he would eat a kiwi fruit. Just bite it like it was an apple with the fuzz on it and everything. I thought maybe he had psychotic tendencies.
Yeah, he broke the law. Are you friends with him on Facebook?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You need to
alert the authorities.
I only lived with him for one semester. It was my least favorite semester.
Yeah.
I did not find any body parts anywhere in the in the dorm room. But the fact that he ate a kiwi like that,
That's weird.
And he did it right in front of me. And I said, what'd you just do? He said, what?
Why'd you do that?
I said, that's how I eat them. I said, that's not how anybody eats
them. If I like the feeling of the fuzz on his tongue,
God,
maybe.
Weird.
I don't know.
Weird. That's a person that would lick somebody's hair. That's what that is right there. Mm. Anyway, the kiwi. So they did a study, and one group of people had to eat kiwi while they were sick, and the other group had to eat bananas, blah. And the kiwi group's symptoms went away 4 days faster.
Okay. All right. Some kiwi fruit.
Yep.
Try that out.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make some sort of soup or chicken soup with garlic, almonds, and oysters in it, and then kiwi for dessert. That's what you have when you're sick.
Yeah. Just make a little salad out of it.
There you go.
Oh.
If that works, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, everyone in my house, I told you, they have their allergies and stuff going on. I'm going to try some stuff on that list.
Okay. It's a thing on the internet.
Sure is.
Which, of course, makes it a thing in real
life. ASMR. It's that was kind of loud for ASMR.
It's not. See, I think it's where you're wrong. It's not whispering.
Okay.
It's just you're talking in a way that causes people to have like a tingle on the back of their head and their neck and everything. It isn't a whisper. I mean, it can be.
But it's a gentle, soft sound, right?
It can be. But it's just it's something about the way you sort of accentuate certain things. Is you can feel that differently than if I just talk like this?
Yeah, yeah.
If I just start talking like this. See?
Yeah. Well.
But, you know, it goes in the pile of baby talk. Monica's not hello, baby. I think it's a
hello,
good one
for you. Hello. Hey, baby.
Do I have any of Monica's
so cute.
Baby talk? Of Monica baby announcing. No, Monica can't baby talk. But, you know, we also have Monica's sexy time talk.
You know you want this. Hey, what's going on, shorty?
Yeah.
And whispering is another one that's not so much for you.
I mean, I'll give it a go again.
Okay, just give me the real quick reminder of what this was.
Okay. Can anybody hear me? Hello. Mallory. It's Mallory. It's been 3 days since these
Yeah, you really, you can't. I don't know what it is about this.
I don't know.
Because it's, again, it's not whispering, but all of your stuff sort of goes into this.
Creepy?
Creepy.
Do not go outside.
All right, now I see what this is. We can't call it the ASMR movie game anymore. It's the creepy movie game. That's all it is. Monica reads creepily, and then you try to figure out what the movie is.
Do not go outside. It still sounds creepy.
Right, because it's creepy. Yeah. Wendy, good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Okay, Wendy, put us out of our misery. What is that?
I believe it's Bird Box.
Bird Box, yes, it is. Congratulations.
It sure is Bird Box.
It is Bird Box in there somewhere.
Mallory.
Buddy, you'd be great as the whispering evil wind. What is that?
That was the wind.
Ooh.
It kind of did that when it would, you know, it was like.
Wendy, do you agree that it kind of sounded like that?
It was a little bit like that in the movie.
Nope.
Where they're in the car, and you remember there's a scene where there's a car shaking.
At what point did it sound like a fat, drunk guy?
And the black dude in the back was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get out of this car. And he was like, whoosh. Like it was kind of talking to him, but not. I'm talking about that scene.
The scene where the wind sounded like a walrus.
It was kind of woo. It was like,
okay.
Like that's a hard breeze.
You're confusing this with Finding Dory. I think that's what it
that
is.
That is not. It had the wind did talk.
Wendy, is she speaking whale? I think she's speaking whale.
I believe she's speaking whale.
Oh my gosh. I could have sworn the wind said something.
Oh my God.
Never mind.
The wind's saying something.
Well,
right
Wendy
now.
Won the prize.
Yeah, Wendy, congratulations. Elmwood yes. on Ice plus the skate rentals.
Woo.
Enjoy.
That was a hardcore
That's great
wind.
Horror movie.
Evil wind.
Wind. Oh my God, quick, run. A fat wind is coming after us. What do we do?
Yeah.
I feel like you should at least be able to outrun the fat wind. So at least there's that.
That's what it was.
That'll be the next horror movie sensation on Netflix. Fat Wind. Everybody run from the fat wind.
Yeah, I watch on Netflix.
It's a slow creeping gravy. It's coming after all of us.
Don't go outside.
Don't go outside.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending top three. Number three.
Pizza Hut's changing their name.
Okay. All right. To what?
Pizza Hut Hut.
Oh, Hut Hut.
It's for the Super Bowl. It's,
yeah.
It's temporary, but there's a sign. One of the Pizza Huts in Atlanta, which is where Super Bowl is, Pizza uh-huh. Hut Hut. And it is on their website also.
Okay, Pizza Hut Hut.
Pizza Hut Hut. Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Also trending from the Super Bowl. If you hate the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. maybe you don't like football. Maybe you can't stand Tom Brady's beautiful face anymore. You can watch a six-hour marathon of Dr. Pimple Popper.
I like that show.
Oh my God, that's a lot of pimples.
Yeah,
that's
it's
so
a lot.
So many pimples.
Have you ever checked it out?
No.
Oh,
no
they,
desire.
They are massive pimples.
That's gross. That's
it is
even
gross,
thinking
but I watch
about it,
it
is gross. I yeah. can't do it. But yep, the Poppy Bowl.
Ah.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
Go to the Poppy Bowl. That'll be on TLC. So if you want 6 hours of pimples being popped and oozing, good luck to you. I'd rather look at Tom Brady's face. I mean, even okay. if you hate Tom Brady, you don't want all those pimples.
You can miss the two.
Number two.
If he has a mm-hmm. pimple, you can be like, okay, introduce him to
Celebrity
the
Pimple
Popper.
Yeah. Surprised they haven't done that yet. Gender reveal parties. People love to make a big deal out of these things. Or just the exhibition yeah. of all of it. Well, now you can do it with lasagna.
Mm. Well, at least it could be like delicious. Right?
Yeah, but it's not appealing.
What?
So there's a restaurant chain. We don't have it around here. It's called Villa Italian Kitchen or Villa Italian Kitchen, depending on how you want to say it. 250 locations. They have gender reveal lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it's $140 for this lasagna. Now, it's to feed 12 people, so I guess that's not that bad. But they bake you some lasagna with cheese inside that's been dyed an unappetizing pink.
Oh, no.
Or an even more unappetizing blue. And then when you cut into lasagna, you find out it's a boy.
Oh.
Send it back.
Oh, I guess you can get past the food coloring and all that, right?
It's so weird to eat blue lasagna. I don't know if I can do that. It better taste real good.
Number one.
CSL is the new PSL.
Okay, what's the CSL?
The PSL is a pumpkin spice mm-hmm. latte. So now the CSL, trying to get you to love, 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 cinnamon shortbread latte.
Cinnamon shortbread. Oh, okay, yes.
I think that sounds, it sounds way better than a PSL, I can tell you that
much. Because
they have
those now. Haven't tried it yet, but it sounds good.
Buttery vanilla shortbread sauce topped with a dusting of cinnamon and nut bread. Nutmeg, not nut
yeah,
bread.
I was like, oh.
Nut bread. Yeah, they just stick a loaf of bread in there. Only 400 calories, so enjoy. 17 grams
that's
of
that's your dessert.
And it's
that's
probably $6 also.
Yeah, that's your cheat meal if you have that, for sure.
But people, they do say, OMG, I love it, according to the internet. So it is there.
Okay.
The CSL, cinnamon shortbread. Everything sounds better than the PSL, so I am better with that one.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
This one comes from Tina. If you would like it to come from you, you can hit me up on the website and go to K92MorningThang.com. Contact us. Zach, it would be fantastic if you could do a birthday scam on my brother Jared. He just finished a really busy and stressful holiday season at his job, so he's been really on edge lately. I think it would be great to mess with him a little bit, and maybe it'll relax him and get him to remember that it's his birthday, and we all love him. Love your show. That is from Tina. I'm calling Jared. It's a special relaxing gift for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I present to you Cuddle Bunnies here on your K92 Morning Thing.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jared?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Jared.
Who's this?
My name is Sebastian. How are you, Jared?
I'm fine. Who are you again?
I'm Sebastian. I guess I'm sort of a gift for you.
A what now?
Let me explain. I am a professional cuddler. And for your birthday, your sister, Tina, bought you a gift session with me for an hour of cuddling.
Wait a minute. I don't think I'm understanding this. So you're a professional what?
A cuddler. A snuggler. Are you not familiar with any of this?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, let me explain. It is kind of new, but very popular. My name is Sebastian, and I am a certified cuddling master. People hire me to come to their homes and cuddle or snuggle with them. It's a way to relax and be touched in a comforting and totally platonic way.
Come on. Is this for real?
It is.
All right, well, thanks, but I don't think I'm interested.
Well, your sister is paying my fee, so there's no cost to you, Jared. It's really quite therapeutic. We'll put a bunch of pillows on your floor. We snuggle. You can talk to me about whatever's on your mind, so it's sort of a mini therapy session, too.
No, thanks.
Now, Jared, I believe I hear some stress in your voice right now, but it's nothing that a good cuddle can't cure. Wouldn't you like to be touched?
My sister really called you?
Yes, she did. She thought I could alleviate some of your stress with a nice, mellow cuddle. Just you and me, some candles, soft music. Doesn't that sound relaxing?
Okay, look, I'm sure you're a good guy and all, but I don't want to snuggle with you, and I don't want to be snuggled by you.
Oh, come on, Jared. As I said, your sister will pay for it, but here's the thing. I don't get paid unless you go through with the session, so come on. What do you say?
Look, I think I've made myself clear. I'm really not interested.
Now, Jared, again, I don't get paid unless we have our cuddling session. It is totally platonic, totally consensual. I mean, come on, are you going to cuddle with me or not?
Dude, you need to get a grip, all right? I am saying no.
You really do sound stressed, Jared. Let me just start with a hug.
Will you stop?
Come on, man. You can be the big spoon. You can be the little spoon. I don't care. I just need to cuddle you to get paid. Will you help me out? Will you or what?
What was your name again?
Sebastian.
Yes. Sebastian. I don't know what my sister was thinking when she hired you, but I don't need cuddling, okay? I don't need snuggling, and I definitely don't need it from you.
Wait, I have an idea. What if you just tell your sister we cuddled? That way I'll still get paid.
Oh, look, buddy, I'm not doing that.
Just say it. I cuddled with Sebastian. Say it.
Why?
Come on, say it. I cuddled with Sebastian. Then everyone will hear it.
What do you mean everyone will hear it?
Because you're on the radio right now. It's a birthday scam. Hi!
What?
Happy birthday. You are on K92 right now. Hello, Jared.
God, I thought this was stupid at first.
It is stupid. It continues to be stupid, but this is Zach Jackson. I am your certified cuddle master.
Oh, man, I fell for it.
Part of it was true. This is a gift from your sister, Tina. It's just there's going to be no cuddling between the two of us, man. I'm drawing the line right there. You get a birthday wish. That's it.
All right, well, I'll take that. Thank you.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang birthday
scam. Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
They claim they're trying to help you for cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to buy a box of tissues. Used tissues.
Used. Gross.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Oh, and spend $80 for it.
What are they trying to do?
Some company called VAEV.
Mm-hmm. They're giving you a...
Well, they're saying you want to buy these germ-infested tissues that people are already sneezing because that's how you build up your immune system.
You tear your muscles to become stronger. You learn to fall to become a dancer. You callus your fingers to become a musician. Why is your immune system any different? Introducing a tissue powered by the human body, for the human body. This flu season, keep your immune system feeling like your immune system. Vave.
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 Doctors would like to let you know, no, they are not on board with this.
Uh-uh.
It says, bizarre, total waste of money. And even if it does quote-unquote work, all it is doing is getting you sick. So,
yeah.
No, don't do that.
No, thank you.
Watch, they'll sell out.
I know.
$80, they'll sell out. Hold tissues.
Someone will buy it.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
It's such a confusing story to me because this guy got locked inside the gym when they closed. I should point out the gym was a 24-hour fitness center.
What? Okay.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
So the overnight person decided to take a break?
No, I guess Jonathan Santos was working out at 24-hour fitness in Spring, Texas, and the guy came around to let him know that we're about to close. It's a 24-hour fitness place. I don't understand, but he was in the locker room, and then the guy just left and locked him in.
I called in there. It was 24 hours, explained some situation. But when the gentleman came back in to let me out, you know, there was no apologies. It was like, hey, man, I told you we're closing.
Yeah, he said he got locked in there for a half hour, had to call a different 24-hour fitness location, one that was actually open 24 hours,
yeah.
And they came and got him.
That's weird.
But it's a 24-hour fitness place.
It sounds like the guy was ready to leave. Like the employee was like, I'm done with my shift. You're not showing up. I'm locking the door.
I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Sir, we're closing. No, you're not.
No.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
This is a whole new wave of getting hacked, and I don't like it. And I have one of these things in my house too, one of these, you know, nanny cams or whatever it is. These people had a Nest security camera, and someone hacked into it and told them that we were being attacked by North Korea.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Hackers,
it came on like the emergency sounds of an Amber Alert, say, and then a man's voice announced that North Korea had launched 3 intercontinental ballistic missiles toward the United States and that the United States had launched a counterattack. I was like, all right, we need to get in the car. We need to grab the dog. I wish we had more cash. Which direction do we drive?
Yeah.
What? That's scary.
Why are these things so easy to hack?
I know.
Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
They're so, they seem basic.
Yeah.
Like you and I could just Google it, figure it out, and hack these things.
Someone's sitting at home and they're just like, I just want to hack into a system just for the fun
that,
of it.
And clearly, that's what they're doing. The nanny cams is the other one. The baby monitors. There was that recent story where they heard the message going, I'm in your baby's room.
Yeah. It's weird here when we have a computer issue and our guy, Nigel, he's able to just.
Yeah.
Get into the system. He can see everything that you're doing, like currently doing, whatever you logged
into. I can call him from his house and he can log into the system, and then it's freaky because then I can watch the screen. I can watch the little pointer go across the screen and he starts doing stuff. And or there was an issue once, I think, with the Wi-Fi or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, yeah, I can see. Open an app on your phone. I'll let you know.
You can see the apps on your phone. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. How wild.
Scary.
I know.
The things that guy knows, too, around here. Even just about you and I. Just, mm-hmm. Even that alone is terrifying. Cleanse on a Wednesday. Halfway through the week.
Yeah.
You've managed to do some things.
Stuff happens.
It does.
Yeah. Think about your week. What's going on?
You done wrong. You done dirty.
Did myself dirty.
You did yourself dirty.
I did.
Okay.
I sure did.
Wednesday morning confessional. Monica Brooks is up.
Uh-huh.
She must cleanse herself.
I must. I have to.
In the waters of Carvin Cove.
Okay. So, you know I'm on this low-carb, no-carb kick.
Also, people say low-carb, no-carb. Like, it's one or the other, you know?
Well, it's low-carb. That's what it is.
I'm on this no-drinking thing.
Because you say no-carb, but everything has some carbs in it. It doesn't matter. Unless it's celery. But
I hate when people declare them. I'm low carb.
I mean, but everything has some kind of carb. One carb or two carbs, whatever. Anyway, I'm on a low carb kick, and I decided to, found this recipe for some chicken and you know, put a little olive oil and this and that on it. And I said, okay, well, I'll make some roasted chicken for dinner. But it also calls for ranch seasoning.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about ranch.
You don't like ranch.
I don't care for ranch. But I said, the recipe calls for it. I'm going to give it a go.
You're going to blindly follow this recipe.
I will try this recipe.
Because you do understand there is more than one chicken recipe on Earth.
I know.
So you don't have to live by the ranch.
I don't have to. But I wanted to try something different because I had tried so many different chicken recipes.
Okay.
You get burnt out on it.
So let me try it with a seasoning packet that I don't normally enjoy.
Yeah.
So Monica Brooks has now booked her reservation in Hidden Valley.
But you know what I always do to myself is that if I don't like something, I will try to force myself to like it.
Okay.
Like with avocados, I'm like, I don't care for them, or guacamole. But I try it all the time because I'm hoping that my body will like it.
Maybe get over it.
Yeah, just
eventually.
Get over that hump and enjoy it.
Okay.
Well, I did sprinkle some ranch seasoning all over the chicken, and it was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's okay. Sort of like you saying you loved it.
I'm not going to say love. I'll pick something else over it.
But it's enough to get you to question everything that you believe about ranch.
Yes, it was okay.
Because you kind of sort of liked it. And you do realize this is how it starts.
No.
No, this is how it starts.
I will not be dipping wings in ranch dressing. None of that
business. Not yet. Not yet.
Or putting it on my salad. That's okay. That's
okay. But you start thinking about it. And you think it's going to be in your brain. I understand. This is how I was with sour cream, Monica. There was a time where I shunned sour cream. I poo-pooed sour cream. I said, gross. When I saw people with sour cream. And then I remember it. I was in college. I still have the vision. It's so stupid. But I have the vision of when everything turned. And we were all eating tacos in our apartment. And I looked over to one of my friends, and he was applying sour cream to his tortilla. And I thought, kind of looks appealing. Kind of looks like it might be okay.
That's how it starts.
It did. And then I didn't do it. That's all I did. I just thought it kind of looks like something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time I got myself a taco, I put some sour cream on it. And I thought to myself, this is not terrible. It's exactly what you thought. This is not terrible.
Oh, gosh.
And then I kept thinking
that's
about
it. That's how it begins.
And it kept popping in. And then the next time it popped up, I thought, try that again. And
keep
now
trying.
Here we are.
Oh.
Here we are.
Oh, no. It was okay.
The love affair is starting right now.
It was okay. I don't see myself in the future with, you know, having a ranch dressing on my salad. I don't think that it
would
ever be there.
We've all been in this spot where you are right now, where you start doubting yourself and you say, no, it's not that.
No, I don't see.
I can contain myself. It's just a little bit. Just a little bit of drugs. I won't need heroin.
Oh, gosh. I don't... When I go out with friends and they say, I'll take extra ranch, extra container ranch. I'm like, really?
Well, you know what they're doing?
No.
They're getting it for you. That's what it is.
That's okay.
man, you don't even know yourself anymore.
It was
things
I
are going
said
to continue
okay,
to
just
change.
Okay.
I know. And you just heard the story of sour cream,
I know.
Right?
I heard the story.
Same story.
Yep.
Same result is going to happen here.
We'll see.
Time next year, Monica Brooks is just going to be dipping her finger in ranch dressing. We'll change the name of this show to Hidden Valley Morning Show. She will be chock full of ranch. So, oh, my God. If someday you're the person who orders that extra container of ranch, I won't even know what
it's
to
like,
think
who
anymore.
Am I?
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
Monica, you've started the transformation.
Mm-mm.
Just understand that you have. I know. You can deny it all you want.
No, it's not happening.
You're going to eventually enjoy ranch.
Nah.
It started.
No, it hasn't. That was just the recipe, and that was.
I know. Just it was.
And I said it was okay. It was just okay.
I know. I understand.
Not craving it again.
I'm telling you, that's the way it started. The sour cream sushi was another one that was like, I never ate sushi. Ew, gross, never. And I had it one time, and it gave me all these weird dreams too. And I thought, oh my God, I can't eat this stuff again. It gave me all these weird dreams. Sushi's messing me up. And then the next day I thought, boy, you know, I can't have sushi again because all them weird dreams. Sushi's messing me up. Third day, you know, I really should.
More
I'm
sushi?
Never going to have sushi again. Let me try it again. Here we go. Yep. It's happening.
Oh, okay. Well, we shall see.
Joanna texts in 52353. Supposedly you have to eat something 20 times before you can say for sure if you like it or not.
20 times I have to enjoy some ranch.
I'm going to tell you this much. Okay. I had a pretty good guess on try one of chitlins. That was a no for me. Okay?
That was it. That was
nope.
Pass. I don't need 20 on that one.
You know, one I need to try is like real sushi. I've had the California roll. Like that's like the basic sushi, right?
Nothing.
Yeah, so I've had that. But that's it.
As a food snob, I've moved on from sushi right now. Sushi's on hiatus for me. I know a lot of people love sushi. And it's not even that I dislike it. I'm just bored by it.
Really?
I'm bored by sushi. I feel like no matter where you go, no matter what sushi restaurant you go, and when you sit there and you look at the menu, if you close your eyes, you could be in a strip mall in Roanoke, Virginia. You could be in an airport in Detroit. Everybody's got their special Dragon Roll. Everyone's got one that's called a volcano. Like, it's just, it's all the same. They've gone into a pattern, and they're just mailing it in.
So you're bored by sushi.
I'm bored.
You're over it.
Dazzle me, people. Ha! There's no jazz hands involved. No. That's what it is. I need the jazz hands. Candace in Roanoke says she could literally, she said literally, she means it, drink ranch.
No,
We've made people on this show do that. It was a gross result when that happened.
Yeah.
But someday, it's coming. I say it doesn't have to like it, but she doesn't hate it now, and that's all it takes. Welcome to the ranch side.
I'm not on the ranch side.
You're coming to the ranch side.
I'm good.
I'm good. You're going to keep thinking about it.
It was ranch powder. It was just okay.
I understand. You're going to keep thinking about trying to convince yourself that I didn't really like it.
No.
And then tomorrow you'll think about, I didn't really like it. I didn't really like it. I could kind of go for that again.
Was it Joanna that said I need to try it 20 times?
20 times.
No, I tried it. I'm good now.
I don't need to make you do anything. It's already happening. Good. Sometimes the things you hate, you end up loving.
That happens on occasion, I guess. I reckon so.
There's a lady named Michelle Obama. She used to hate Barack.
In the movie.
He asked her out, and she said, "I ain't never going out with you." And now here they are.
Yeah. That happened with Jared and I.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah.
Now it's happening with Monica and ranch dressing. She's crossing over to the dark side. Her irrational hatred of ranch might be coming to an end.
I don't think so. I told you, I think it was okay.
I know. So, I'm telling you, that's how it starts.
The fact that I'm not craving it again.
Doesn't matter. You're just trying to convince yourself. That's all it is. This is going to continue. I can tell. It's just the fact that it wasn't that terrible. That's the gateway,
but I'm
man.
I'm not craving it. You know how sometimes if I love something, I have to have it every day?
You don't love it yet.
I don't love it yet.
You're just going to think about it for a little while. That's it. Do you have an irrational hatred of something? You can text it into 52353. I mean, I have an irrational hatred of going out to lunch.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it. I hate going out to lunch.
Is it because lunch takes up a chunk of time?
Too much time, and I eat too much every single time. Has nothing to do with the places. Went to a place yesterday. Great.
Yep. Delicious.
But company. Great.
It's the time and the amount of
lunch.
Food.
Hour and a half. And then I felt like a full garbage can. I mean, that's really what I felt like the rest of the day.
Yeah, it tends to happen.
And I didn't want to eat dinner, and I just felt blarf. It made me feel blarf all day long. And because I had this lunch meeting, I also didn't go to the gym because that's usually my time. So now I feel extra blarf. I hate lunch. I hate it. I hate lunch.
I know. Well, you said you didn't really care for brunch, which...
Well, it's because it's got those words in it, you know?
Yeah.
That's like hating your ex boyfriend and hating another guy who has the same name as him. I mean, that's really what it is.
that's why I hate you,
brunch. That's why.
I can't do it.
Yep. Lunch, least important meal of the day. That's what it is. It is. Breakfast might be the most. Lunch is definitely the least.
It's out, I understand that.
Stupid lunch. I can't stand
it. So you're going to go to the gym and you're going to go work out hard now.
I got a meeting today, too, man. I know.
92 morning things.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato, potato.
Monica, the empire don't build itself. It just doesn't.
A lunch meeting.
Is at a restaurant,
Yep. There you go.
And really, what's either going to happen is I'm going to eat lunch there, or I'll eat after the meeting, which is also way too late. So that'll be 1:30. So I'm super late. It's going to ruin my dinner again.
The K92 morning thing.
Hot potato, hot potato,
hot potato, hot potato,
hot potato, hot potato,
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 potato, potato, potato.
Yeah, it's me v she. That's what we have.
I'm ready.
Well, we'll see about that.
Ready.
Deanna, good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
It is Monica Brooks versus Zach Jackson, the grudge match of all grudge matches. Whose side would you like to be on?
I think I'll go with Zach.
Okay.
Okay.
You think.
It's been a while. Let's see if you still got it.
I think you're making a good decision. Yeah. Hang on, Deanna. That means, James, it's you and Monica, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sit back and watch the carnage unfold. We have a bunch of categories in the poop hat. And we will reach into the poop hat, and we will pull out a category. I put in some of them, Monica put in some of them, so it's an even playing field. Doesn't really matter, because then you get 20 seconds to go back and forth. I've legitimately forgotten half the categories I put in here.
Okay.
And whoever is left holding the potato, because we pass it back and forth, you lose that round. Best of three.
All right.
We ready?
We ready.
We ready. Okay. We ready. I will let you pick the first category.
I was going to say, you should go first. It's been a while since you played a game, so you should go ahead and go first.
Chivalry is dead. Let's do it. Okay, 20 seconds, so I'll pull it out, and then I will start.
All right.
Here we go. I've put the hat down. I've pulled out the category. It is breakfast foods. Eggs.
Bacon.
Omelet.
Sausage.
Hash browns.
French toast.
Country ham.
Cereal.
Pancakes.
Oatmeal.
Grits.
Ham hocks.
Biscuit.
Gravy.
Baked apples.
Syrup.
Sausage gravy.
Warm syrup.
Toast.
Blueberry.
Blueberry what?
Just blueberries as a breakfast item. You know, people have fruit with their...
Now, you gave a double answer. You said
I did say warm syrup.
And then
I threw toast out.
That's right, a point for me. That's
okay.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Try to cheat. Let me talk over the end. All right, here we go.
All right, so now let me just go get into this.
And you didn't say blueberries. You said blueberry. And no one eats one blueberry for breakfast.
What's her name that we were talking about?
Michael Jackson. Yeah.
One blueberry. Okay, here... Dirty thing. So, okay, socks.
Men.
Underwear.
A car, truck that went mudding.
Oh, okay, let's see, furniture.
Chickens.
Floors.
Pigs.
Sidewalks.
A nasty old grocery store floor.
You said people. You said, beards.
Gardens.
Hair,
yes!
No, oh no!
Yes!
Oh.
Yes! Still got it, baby. Housed you.
Crap!
Deanna, my child, you chose wisely today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Victory for me.
It was a tight game.
It was a tight game.
It was a very tight game, though.
It was. All right. But I am here to reign over thee.
Congratulations. That was the first game played in about, what?
A long time.
A long time.
I call myself Southwest Virginia's Tom Brady, but then most people would hate me, so I can't do that either.
Can't.
Nope. I'm just me, and I'm happy to be here today.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
Oscar nominees came out yesterday.
Oh.
The Favorite and Roma. They each got 10 nominations. Don't know anything about either of them.
Nope. It's like, what?
I know. What is it? Oh, Roma is tied for the record of 10 nominations held by Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon for most nominations received by a foreign language
film.
Roma.
Tomatoes. That's
Roma. It's all about Roma. That's tomatoes.
Yeah. It must be good.
Yep. And it's in Italian, which makes it authentic.
Uh-huh.
So it's an hour and a half all about the spaghetti.
That's right.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Yeah, which means it's going to win a ton of things.
Yeah, probably.
And we're going to think, oh my God, what the heck is going on here? Black Panther was nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
It'll never win in a million years, but it did get nominated, and it's the first comic book-based film to earn a Best Picture nomination, so that's a big deal.
Good.
Let's see, things you've heard of. Bohemian Rhapsody is up for Best Picture.
All right.
Again, it won't win. It's going to lose either The Favorite, and I should point out it's spelled Favorite.
Oh, Favorite.
The snooty way.
Mm-hmm.
Or Roma Tomatoes. One of the two.
It'll be Roma.
Lady Gaga was nominated for Best Actress, though she didn't win the Golden Globe. Shallow was nominated for Best Song, which I would assume would win
for
Best Song.
I think so.
But we'll find out.
Number two
trending. Are you a Pluto person? Not the planet, but the TV? Do you know the Pluto TV?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I love Pluto.
No, I don't know. I don't think I really know anything about it.
Cord cutters know Pluto.
Oh.
So if you're someone who cuts the cord and you watch different things online, Pluto TV is a free video streaming service. It's legit. It's on, you know, your Fire Stick or your Roku or whatever. And they stream a bunch of different random channels. Their channels, like there's an entire channel that streams old episodes of Unsolved Mysteries.
Okay.
Which is great.
Right. Yeah, I like something like that.
There's one that always seems to have Dog the Bounty Hunter on it. Watch that. I take naps to the poker channel all the time.
There you go.
People playing cards. It's like golf. It's the same thing. It's just lull you right to sleep. So Pluto, it's free again. So all this stuff, Viacom, who own MTV, Nickelodeon, all that, just bought Pluto for $340 million. How about that?
Ooh.
And Pluto says I got 12 million monthly active users. And this will be, Viacom's going to use it to be able to put more advertising on this thing.
Because that's commercials. And it's free right now.
And they say it's going to continue to be free.
Okay.
Until Viacom announces this is their version of Netflix, and then we're all going to be in competition with each other. Mm-hmm. They say no, and it'll allow them. They said they're not going to use anything that's pay anywhere else, but their old archives of stuff. Maybe they'd show like old episodes of TRL.
Oh, yeah, they could.
Or the Real World. You have a Real World channel.
There were some good episodes. I remember those shows. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely. Old Nickelodeon shows, things like that. Yeah, I'd definitely be on board with that.
Number one.
Yeah, go ahead. You can download Pluto right now. Put it on your thing. All right. Hottest trend in dining, outdoor dining. People are eating outdoors in Detroit with these things.
Cold.
Igloos.
Igloos, really?
They're plastic. They're not made out of ice. This is not a real Eskimo igloo. They're calling them igloos. And they are these little patio glowing geometric bubbles. And you go inside and that's where your little table. It's just one little table
outside.
is in the igloo, and there's space heaters in there, and they give you comfy blankets and stuff. It's sort of a ski chalet sort of atmosphere. And people are loving these things. They're going nuts.
So they give you a space
it.
heater and a blanket. And they bring your food to you.
And then they put a lid on top of you.
Just eat inside.
Hour and a half wait for people on one of the coldest months of the year. There are other places. They're saying there's going to be $1,000 to rent a dome at restaurants near the Super Bowl.
The only time I could see it being kind of cool is if you're in a location where it's just beautiful outside. There's snow and it's really cool looking.
Sure.
And you're like, okay, I want to eat outside, but I don't want to freeze. So, okay.
So you don't want to eat outside in Detroit?
I mean, I've never been.
I feel like a target in that situation, don't you?
I've never been to Detroit.
I think this would be cool, though.
Yeah.
Think about somewhere that has scenic views, a restaurant around here that has very nice scenery.
Mountains.
Yeah, up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
The home place have a nice view? I have to confess, I've never been.
Yeah,
but
I've
it
been
has
once,
a nice view.
And it was all right.
Place
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Sitting in the igloo. What's that Back Creek Grill thing? That has a nice view. Places like that.
That's where it would work.
Get your igloo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if it's like you're just outside and, you know,
sitting.
You're in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thang.
That was Bebe Rexha. She's nominated for a Grammy. She was talking yesterday about how a lot of designers won't outfit her because she's too big.
Yeah, size 6.
Right.
Size 6 is big. That's what they say.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Is her real name Bebe?
I don't know.
Interesting.
She's a gorgeous
girl. It is not. Her name is Bleta?
Bleta.
Bleta or Bleta. Bleta.
Bleta.
Bleta. Bleta Rexha.
Bleta Rex.
Bleta Rexha. Man, it sounds like some affliction that you would have. Oh my
God. Bebe.
She's suffering from Bleta Rexha. All right. So Bebe Rexha. Anyway, yeah. So a lot of designers, because they only want to, and here's more of what it is they only want to put someone who's a size 2 in their dress, so then people can see that and have the irrational vision of it. Or they only want people who are presenting, because then everyone will see it up
dress.
On the screen. So there is some designer who has stepped up. His name's Michael Costello. He says he's done dresses for her before, and he'll do his.
I don't blame her for being upset. I've been friends with Bebe for a very long time.
Really?
I'm sad that she didn't call me first, because I would have said yes. But I still offered to help Bebe. And you know what? I just have to say, like, I'm going to get bashed for this, but I'm with her. Those other designers who only want to dress the size 2 girls, or the girls who are presenting, or the nominees.
Yeah.
Sad she didn't call me first.
Yeah. They're all snippy fashion people.
Yeah, I was like, you had to toss that in there.
I don't know why I have to rescue
you. You didn't call me first,
now.
But whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We talked about Grammys, talked about the Oscars. What's the Shallow, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper song, nominated for Best Song. That song's written by Mark Ronson. Actually,
oh, I didn't know that.
Of Uptown Funk, or that song with Miley Cyrus. Where was he when he found out? He was at the airport.
I was very excited, but I was trying to also keep it down because it's an early flight. People look a little like in their thoughts. So yes, it's very exciting. I want to like hug somebody, but I have to wait till I get home.
Yeah.
It sucks if you're somewhere and you get the best news ever and you're at a funeral or something.
Oh, no,
you're just like,
can't really. What does Mark Ronson look like?
No idea.
Because I was just thinking, I'm like, would I even recognize him at the airport?
Nope, you would not.
Yeah, we got to like Google up, you know,
Mark
an image.
Mark Ronson. Okay, I'm calling it up. No, he looks like a guy.
So if he hugged you, you'd be like, oh, some stranger hugged me.
Yeah. He actually, you know,
I wouldn't recognize him.
Based on how he looks, you'd be like, some dude just gave me a bro hug.
I'm like some radio DJ.
He does. He looks like a radio DJ. Actually, that's a great description. He looks like someone who would have a roundtable discussion with Ryan Seacrest and Bobby Bones.
He does.
That's exactly what he looks like. Jada Pinkett Smith. She's got her Facebook Watch show, so she talks a lot, saying she's hinting at a girls' trip sequel, which seems fairly obvious.
I really miss them. We stay in contact. We haven't been able to all gather together in a while, but I'm hoping that we're going to have this deal figured out so we can make our girls' trip too.
All right.
There's no way it's anywhere near as good as the first
one.
No,
the first one was it. And that was it. Good.
I mean, it's Lady Hangover. It's the same movie.
It is.
And so this will be like Hangover 2.
We'll watch.
It'll
we'll
have one or two moments, mm-hmm. and then it'll do Girls Trip 3, and we will beg them to stop. That's really what's going to happen here. But they'll all make money, so there'll be that. This woman will end. It's a sweet story. It's sentimental to her. You know, sometimes you have family heirlooms that get passed down, mm-hmm. and they could be very valuable. It could be a ring. Could be a piece of furniture.
Yep.
In this family, it's a Cadbury cream egg.
No,
it is.
The little runny egg?
Yes.
Why?
50 years old.
Oof.
It was, if I get the story correct, this woman's grandma got it from grandpa on one of their first dates 50 okay. years ago. And so they're both gone now. So she inherited the egg. So she's had the egg for 7 or 8 years. And she gets emotional. She talks about the egg because she says, I get it. It has no value. But
so I've had it nearly 9 years. There's no monetary value for it. It's just sentimental. And it just reminds me of my grand Clark. And I don't know. I just like it.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm trying to think if I have anything that I've just like held on to that's like old, you know, like a Cadbury egg. I don't know.
Yeah, something that doesn't really have any value.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you're jealous of this woman and you wish you had something of that sentimental value, I have a solution. If you go to the grocery store right now and you purchase a mallow cup,
it is
probably 50 years old because no one ever buys those.
Get the little ash on the top
of
the label.
Blow the dust off that mallow cup because no one ever eats them. Chances are it was made by somebody's grandmother's grandmother.
There you go.
And that can be your sentimental mallow cup from 1942. You're welcome. K92, Morning Thang, Monica Brooks, Zachary Jackson.
Ooh,
the K92 Morning Thang.
Yeah,
there
I'll say and maybe.
Well,
maybe.
We'll see. Monica and Zach. And Monica and
Yeah, I messed it up.
A hole.
I did that.
It's a hole in the bucket.
Yeah, well, it was bound to. I'm surprised it took that long to happen, though. It took this long. Oh man.
She misses it wants it back.
Oh, I just did that. He's still part of the family.
Yes.
He's on at 10, mm-hmm. so you can still catch a little bit of Freddie Mac.
Is he on today at 10 or are you on today at 10?
I'm on today at 10.
Yep.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, you actually catch me.
Yep. Bob Patrick's at Disney World this week, so that's why.
So you get Fred at noon
you will.
Today.
Frederick,
so you get more of me.
You will. If you want to be part of this show, Monica and I were just combing through some of the applicants. We were looking at people. $1,000 bounty is being placed on your head, so there's your signing bonus, and then you get a job.
And
we're looking through all avenues. I'd love to find somebody local. I got to bring in a radio person. I got to bring in another radio person. Mm-hmm. Fine. But I would like to find somebody local.
Yeah.
Maybe that somebody is you.
Get an audition. You never know until you try. So K92radio.com. Be sure mm-hmm. to send us a video, maybe some audio.
And you have to, you know what? You have to be okay with them. I'll put this. If you've ever thought to yourself, man, I've got a lot of embarrassing personal stories about myself that I would love to share with every single person.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a good start. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, I was told I have a voice for radio. No, I don't care.
It's a personality.
But yes.
You got to be able to share.
If your pants once fell down in front of the entire fifth grade class mm-hmm. and you would like strangers to point and laugh at you, this is great.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
There you go.
Yep. You'll be good to go. So go to K92radio.com for all the details, and we will continue to comb over. We've been going through the processes and interviews and people on the radio, off the radio, all sorts mm-hmm. of stuff, and hopefully finding that person here real soon.
We shall see. Yes.
Save us all. Where's Neo from the Matrix? That's what we need.
Matrix, yes.
Yeah, we need Neo right now. So we'll see what happens. Brand new birthday scam tomorrow. It's what is it? What's the one that I got tomorrow? What's the other one that I have?
These are brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Wednesday was good too.
Today was the cuddle bunnies. Darn it! What was it? I forget.
Oh, brain. Why you got to do that to him?
I know. And I knew. I did. And I had it all dialed up. And I've completely forgotten now. And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's a tease, though, for tomorrow.
Trust me.
You know it's good. How about that?
I think it was decent.
All right.
I don't remember. I'm so stupid. We'll see you tomorrow. If you missed anything on the show today, you could remind me what it was because, I won't remember either. Open your K92 radio app and get that podcast in there. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.